17 away from 10, and young Territorians being urged to register for a youth summit to discuss issues affecting them, such as racism, loneliness and bullying. Politicians at the summit will listen to the school students' concerns and use their perspectives to help inform decisions and hopefully come up with some problem-solving as well. Annette Schneider is the CEO for Together for Humanity, which is encouraging young people to get involved. And ABC's Victoria Ellis started by asking her what Together for Humanity was.
Together for Humanity is an educational organisation that strives to work in school communities across Australia to eliminate racism and prejudice and ensure that all young people feel they belong.
What is it that you're asking people to do at the moment, or young people from the Northern Territory?
We want young people to come to our youth summit. We've got a youth summit in August, at the end of August, in Brisbane. At the Parliament, Queensland Parliament. We want all young people to come and have their voices heard by MPs and leaders so that they can hear about what young people are experiencing.
What will happen at the Youth Summit? What sort of things will be discussed?
So what we want to hear from young people is about what they're experiencing in their schools and their school communities, and how what MPs and leaders need to hear so they can make the decisions that are going to support these young people in the future.
Together for Humanity does do work on eradicating racism, like you said. In the Northern Territory, how big of an issue is that, do you think, from what you've heard from young people?
Well, we know that it's an issue, and we know it's an issue all over the country, but the unique issues that are experienced by young people in Northern Territory are due to the demographic. I imagine also in Alice Springs, you know, you've got a unique remote, tight-knit community, so the differences that are felt within the community are probably really affecting the daily lives of young people. And I'm sure that these are the things that we want leaders to know about and to hear about and to have those perspectives aired at a national stage.
Now, it is a long way and an expensive way from the Northern Territory to Queensland. What sort of support is available to students should they be wanting to go?
Together for Humanity is at the moment able to provide subsidy for schools that need to travel, so we can provide support financially for accommodation and travel if required.
And is there any eligibility criteria that students need to know about?
Well, the students need the blessing of the school. So the school, they need to come with a teacher and they need to apply. And to apply, you need to go to the website togetherforhumanity.org.au/youth summit. And if you go to the website, you'll see that it's for all high school students in Queensland and Northern Territory. And if you've got a teacher that is willing to travel with you, then you're eligible to apply.
Just before you said students would need to come with a teacher, a lot of schools in the Northern Territory are pretty understaffed, and I would imagine it would be difficult for some students to get there. You know, teachers might not be able to go if it's only going all that way just for the one student. Is there any way around that, or is there any, you know, anything that could be done to accommodate it if students can't get a teacher to go with them?
Yeah, so there are two things I can suggest. The first one is that we encourage groups of students to come from the same school, because then they can work together to present the issues. So a teacher would be able to bring a group of students, and that would probably be more manageable in a school context. The other thing is that we have intercultural understanding partnership grants, and they are grants of up to $10,000 for schools. And we currently have two school partnerships that are accessing that grant in the Northern Territory. We also applied Northern Territorian schools to apply for a grant, and as part of the grant, it's also possible to apply for use that money for teacher release, for other aspects that the school need to focus on in order to solve the issues that they're having in their school. And it's all on the website. So the partnership grants are another mechanism that schools can use to support their understaffing and the issues they're facing within their schools that they want to solve.
Do you have any words of encouragement? Why would you encourage students to apply, Annette?
Students walk away inspired. They've made new friends. They've met people who are different to themselves, and they've had fun. At the same time, they've been able to share what is deeply important to them, the issues that they're experiencing, with leaders who are often the ones speaking. And this is the time where they're sitting back and listening to the young people. They're really empowered when they walk away, and they know that they've made a difference to their school community and the communities that they live in. Just want to say that the Youth Summit is a unique experience, and Northern Territorian voices are the ones we want to be hearing from. We've held national youth summits where we've brought students from different states together. It's the first time we'll have Northern Territorians represented at a national fora. This youth summit will be focusing on both Queensland and Northern Territorians, but the unique perspectives that Northern Territorians are living through and the perspectives they have are often not platformed at a national stage. And this is an opportunity to understand how we really can make a difference in the lives and communities to ensure that we do have a society that we can all live together in peace.
Annette Schneider, CEO for Together for Humanity, speaking there to Victoria Ellis.